Grace, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Good to be here, Tash. Thanks.
So super feels like one of those subjects sometimes. It really feels like it's out of our control or something to tackle later on in life. But why is it so important to know where our superannuation is going right now?
I mean, just like from the ethical kind of perspective, it's our biggest long-term investment. One day we'll hopefully have hundreds of thousands of dollars in super, which amounts to trillions of dollars when everyone in Australia, you put it all together. And that money isn't just sitting there, it's being invested, and super funds are essentially voting on the type of future we're going to live in with our money. And so at the moment, like you said, 55% of super funds are investing in fossil fuels, and there's only 2% investing in renewable energy. So if you think that switching to renewable energy is important for our future, and that's an issue, or there's like just sort of any sort of issue at all really that you kind of care about, really worth just finding out if the super fund you're currently with is investing in that or not. And say, for example, like if you find out your super fund is investing in fossil fuels, it can just be a really powerful way to send the message to say, actually, I'm going to be shutting down my super fund with you guys and moving to a different one because I don't like that you're investing in that sort of thing. So yeah, and you can just basically choose a super fund that is investing in things you believe in and investing in a better future.
And that 55% figure, it really, I actually found that quite surprising. Do you think that many people are actually aware of just how much of our own savings are going into industries like fossil fuels or nuclear weapons?
No, I don't think so. Our audience at 1 million women are just sort of getting their heads around it, and we've done like heaps and heaps of sort of campaigns around this. I think a lot of people just in general don't even think about their super, let alone whether it's ethical or not. It can come off as something that's really hard to look into and really confusing. It's just something you just want to like put off and not think about. But there are lots of helpful resources online now, blogs on our website, for example, and the Pineapple Project podcast is really helpful. It's a bit of work initially, but you only have to do it once. It's just like a one-off action. It's not like when you have to remember your keep cup every day or like remember your reusable bags every day. Like you just do it once. And like the process of switching itself is really easy. Like it only takes literally a few minutes to fill out the form. And then your new super fund will probably send you all the forms you need to give to your employer and everything. And yeah, as I said, like it's your biggest lifetime investment. And you want to just make sure that it's supporting everything that you believe in.
So how do we go about finding out if our super fund supports sustainable industries or not?
To find out what your fund supports, you would just probably call them up, I suppose, or you could look on their website and see how clear their website is about their screening processes. So whether they invest in, like some websites will say, no, we absolutely don't invest in weapons, gambling, or fossil fuels, and we do invest in, say, renewable energy and other good things like waste reduction companies, things like that. If your company's website or your super fund, website doesn't say that, just give them a call, ask them, say what their policy on fossil fuels is. A lot of super funds don't, like 80 out of 100 of the biggest super funds in Australia don't actually disclose, whether or not they invest in fossil fuels. And so, if they don't give you a clear answer, then that's probably a good indication that you might want to look into switching to a different fund.
And do you guys recommend any super sustainable super funds?
I mean, yeah. At 1 Million Women, we are partnered with Australian Ethical. Personally, I'm with them. I feel like they've got quite good returns compared to the fees. They invest in the things that we sort of care about. They invest in renewable energy and companies that are getting sort of plastic or keeping plastic out of the ocean and turning it into carpet, doing really cool things like that. They obviously don't invest in fossil fuels, which is really cool. But I mean, if you wanted to look into more funds that are doing the right thing, you could check out the Responsible Investment. I think it's called the Responsible Investment Association of Australia, RIAA. And there's a list of super funds up on that website that are doing the right thing.
Well, Grace, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thanks so much.
No worries. Thanks, Tess.